Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
It is AEW All Out. We are not in Montreal. We are in East Grand Rapids. We are at the Ryback's house. Say what's up, Ryan.
Hey.
That's Ryan. Say what's up in the other room. He's currently making the mimosa bar. To my right, shoving Mr. Burger in his face, the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
Hey, what me and Mr. Burger do is none of the fans' business, okay? All right?
Hey, man, I'm going to do the same exact thing with some of these things I was over
hang
here.
Hang on, Mr. Burger cheating on me?
What?
That ruddy bastard cheating on me.
Yeah, he gets around.
I thought I was the only one putting Mr.
He
Burger in my
face. He gets around.
There he goes.
For the last 50 years, man.
Watch out, his dick's a little cheesy.
Also in the house, that is me, former world heavyweight champion, current hardcore legend. You know me, you love me. I am your host, Trebuchet, your local siege machine. How you guys doing today? You hanging in there, Showtime?
I'm living.
You're living? I'm looking forward to these mimosas that Ryan's brewing up here. How about this AEW pay-per-view? How, you looking forward to that there, Showtime?
I've never really liked anything Vince Russo's booked, and you're not going to convince me.
It does seem like a Vince Russo is booking like pay-per-view.
Vince Russo's booking AEW.
As far as I'm concerned, the only blood feud here is Sami Callihan versus Matt Hardy.
I don't mind. I think the Mox MJF feud.
I still say the Mox MJF feud should not be a hardcore match. Their first meeting,
it's going to be a blow off. This isn't the last time they're going to meet. But I think
MJF's going over here.
I do. I think so too. I think my prediction.
But you think the rematch
MJF gets over, goes over. Rematch is going to be some kind of like hardcore stip. He'll go over. They're doing Randy in 2003.
Okay.
They're going to do Randy Mick.
Yeah. Ryan had MJF as well. Ryan, you want to explain yourself here?
Traditionally, in this stipulation they have the match, the babyface always wins because they find a different way to beat the heel.
Yeah.
But MJF is so on fire.
I'm with you on that. He's fucking on fire right now. He is the best fucking talker in the business right now.
And if they want to, they're starting to get fans. If they want to do a hot angle with new people coming, putting that belt on MJF is a good way to do it.
I'm not positive MJF is going to win, but I feel like it would be a major booking mistake to not have him win.
I'll tell you right now, we are split down the line as a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought this would be a clean sweep.
Wait, you have Moxley?
No,
you have MJF. Yeah.
MJF.
I have MJF, you have MJF, Ryan has MJF, everybody else has Moxley.
Really?
Force has Moxley, A-Plot has Moxley, Robert has Moxley, Iron Mike has Moxley.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
Did Mike Logan not put his picks in here? I didn't see those. But keep me posted. All right, you guys. But that's the main event of the evening. And I'm looking forward to it. But the match that I think I'm looking forward to the most is the next one we're going to talk about. That's the Y2J versus Orange Cassidy. Mimosa. Mayhem. Mimosa.
Orange juice bullshit.
Champagne. Orange juice champagne bullshit.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
When did I send you that text?
Which one?
The one.
The one?
The one where I gave you a date and time.
Uh-huh. Geez. You're going to get into that?
Yeah,
right now?
I might as well talk about
that.
That
was like 2 or 3 days ago.
September 3rd, 2020.
Breaking news, Trebuchet. Turn your stereos up. We got breaking news for y'all.
September 3rd, 2020, 5:58 p.m.
What happened?
Chad Schultz is no longer a Jim Cornette fan.
No longer a Jim Cornette guy. Chad Showtime Schultz. Dude,
his wrestling opinions are fine.
Ryan is coming back in the room because he can't believe it.
His wrestling opinions are fine. I will always agree with him on wrestling. However, his social takes get just more and more egregious, and at this point, they're too ingrained in his wrestling take. Like, it's like, at a certain point, it's like, okay, this is his wrestling, this is his social takes, but at this point, they're the same. I can't.
So you can't separate.
I'm not officially off the Cornette bandwagon. Anything he says about wrestling, I'm likely to agree with, but I can't say I'm a Jim Cornette guy. I can't.
What was the thing that set you off?
It's been a culmination of just really bad take after really bad take. You were saying he was leading into that shot job. No, he's really. I really don't even believe he's means half of what he says at this point. But also,
you think he's just like doing it for.
I know. I really think he's just trying to say edgelordy shit to get clicks. And
it worked for Howard Stern.
I don't feel great about giving it my money.
Is this Showtime? And he has officially changed his mind.
He's got a. my position on him has always been, I agree with his wrestling, but I always found that, like, his other issues, like, all right, we'll overlook it here, overlook it there, but it's too
ingrained. It's gotten too much.
I'm not really big on shitting on people over their pronouns and stuff, and it's just, he the only thing politically he and I would agree on is that we don't like Donald Trump, but it's just, I don't want to have to feel bad about what I'm giving right. clicks to.
Well, I was talking wrestling. To you, and you're like, "Man, Jim Cornette, it's too much like Rush Limbaugh for me."
No,
that was a great explanation.
We're getting very, very close to it. I just did not something I feel great.
Like, because I've listened to the occasional drive-through.
Sure, experience. I mean, and it's not like I'm never gonna fucking listen to it again. But it is a situation where, like,
to openly defend him,
I've been defending him a lot. I don't think I can do that. There's too much cognitive dissonance involved with that. But yeah, that's a little sidebar there.
Yeah. So
I'm sure he's going to hate this Orange Cassidy, Chris Jericho match. I'm going to hate it as well.
That's the match I'm looking forward to the most.
Me and Corny are star-crossed lovers.
I've got Jericho. You've got Cassidy.
I do.
Ryan's got Cassidy.
Cassidy's going over.
No way. I think Jericho's winning the match, but I think Jericho's also going in the mimosa afterwards.
I
don't think Cassidy needs the match. I think the match is going to Jericho. I think the shenanigans at the end is going to happen to Jericho.
I think this is going to be a feud between him and Jericho.
No way. Nope. No way. It's money. It writes itself.
This feud is dragging along at this point.
Are you kidding me? Every time I talk to wrestling fans, the thing they talk about the most is this feud.
Yeah, most of the wrestling fans you talk to aren't wrestling fans.
They're AEW.
Exactly. They like
what we're watching.
They like ironic wrestling. They want. That's fine. It's a thing to like, but it's not.
Mimosa Mayhem match.
Of
hands in his pocket.
I know about three, like, pure wrestling fans, and I'm two of them. And Orange is gonna win. I don't like it, but it is what it is. Jericho has effectively lowered himself to this level.
I've got Jericho. Forbes has Jericho, A-Plot has Jericho, Iron Mike has Jericho.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, I think Jericho's going in that mimosa.
Here's the thing.
But I don't think...
I'm confident in all my picks because they make sense. But here's the thing. This is AEW. I'm probably going to get none right because the booking doesn't make sense. I'm a better booker than everybody booking.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm better.
Fucking last Wednesday, or whatever day it was, last AEW Dynamite, that fucking, like, Taz was out there, Jake the Snake was out there, they all had their guys who were, I'm like, oh, we're going to have a match here, and then more guys came out, I'm like, oh, we're going to do a six-man tag, and then just the locker room emptied, and nobody broke it up, and then we just went to
it was two segments, yeah,
what the just, hell was that?
It's not good TV, it's not good wrestling, it's not good anything.
What's your favorite thing about AEW?
The things that they make seem serious are good. The things that they give credibility to are very, very good, but they don't give credibility to much. And the fact that it goes from serious to goofy to serious to goofy.
No, I feel like it goes to serious to goofy to goofy to goofy to goofy in the main event of serious.
Yeah, I don't really want a lot of goofy in my wrestling anyway. I definitely don't want it to be going back and forth like that.
My favorite thing about AEW?
What's that?
Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone together.
Oh, yeah, the announcement.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jim Ross for signing my slobber knocker.
Yeah, have you ever bought books before JR started signing them for you?
No. No, that's my pal. Like,
I feel like if JR signed a Bible, you'd convert to Christianity.
I'd think about it. I'm thinking about converting to Oklahoma football right now. And I'm a diehard Wolverine. Diehard, you guys. But we're not playing football right now, so it doesn't matter.
That's fair enough. What's the next match?
All right. Coming up next is the match that I'm looking forward to, probably the second least on the card. FTR versus Page and Omega for the AEW Tag Team Championships.
I got the Revival going over here.
Ryan, who you got?
Let's see. I got FTR because they've been hammering a breakup angle since Hell of Revolution.
No, they have. I think that there's a chance they don't do the breakup tonight. Yeah. But if they don't pull the trigger on that soon, they will. It's almost, they've teased it too much to not do it at this point.
Also, like, I assume the next pay per view we're getting Young Bucks FTR.
Yeah, I mean that would make sense.
And so,
or here's the thing,
I don't think so. I think they're actually going to not have them touch each other for a while. I think it's better booking than not.
What's the next pay-per-view? Do you guys know? What's out?
The next pay-per-view is Clash of Champions.
No, for
AEW. No, I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit.
If it's Double or Nothing, no, it's definitely going to be FTR Bucks at Double or Nothing. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's the next one.
I believe it probably is.
So, you got FTR.
Yeah.
He's got FTR.
Uh-huh.
I've got FTR. The whole entire podcast has FTR. Everybody thinks that they're going over here tonight. The staple on this thing was Tully Blanchard.
I think...
Tully Blanchard in FTR's corner, and the way they've been pushing them, the whole thing they've been doing, Paige not being quite there all the way, I just really think that FTR is going over here.
Yeah, I think we're going to get Omega fucking Paige at the next page.
I don't really need to see... I don't know why they make Paige seem like he's been crying before every time he comes out there, but that's what the makeup they're putting on him.
Yeah, I think they're really trying to like lean into the he's like drunk and beside himself thing. I don't know. It's getting a little too overproduced.
But yeah.
It's... AEW is just alternate WWE, which is the last thing I wanted. I wanted an alternate to WWE, not an alternate WWE.
Okay. Well, all right, that brings us to our next match, which is Shida versus Rosa. Who do you got, Showtime?
I think Shida's going over. I think it's going to be a competitive match. I think Thunder Rosa's going to look real strong, but I don't think they're
going to. I think Rosa's going over here.
Really?
Yeah. I think NWA's done. I think they're really trying to get some competition in this women's division. Shida doesn't need it. If Rosa is a double champion, that makes her a hotter commodity. It makes her a bigger deal.
I mean, if NWA is done, she's not going to be a double champion. That belt's not going to.
Well, it doesn't matter, but like, right now they're going in champion versus champion. I think Rosa's going over.
Who do you got here, Ryan?
I think the bigger story would be if Rosa won it.
Oh, I agree. It's definitely that is the bigger story.
And
but weird. I don't think it's going to be that.
Because AEW has a lot of traditional storylines.
Name five.
Hear me out. This one's a classic.
Sure.
Not invading, but challenger from another territory comes in with the belt.
Yeah, this is the most. This is one of the most legit setups for a match. I'll give you that.
I think the injuring Cody thing was pretty old school.
Yeah, like the tag
team. Yeah, if the Dark Order didn't suck, it'd be great.
Well, you clearly didn't watch a lot of Legion of Doom and Dungeon of Doom stuff from WCW. It's about the same.
I don't think people are going to find a lot of people looking fondly on Dungeon of Doom.
True.
Well, you're looking at one of them.
Anyway.
I believe
Ming and the Barbarian were fucking great together.
traditionally, this is
the giant was in the fucking Dungeon of Doom. I'm just saying.
For Rosa to lose, like, oh, because you want to put your champion over. But AEW likes to also brand itself as a company that does new things.
I really think it makes a better storyline having Rosa have...
I do not debate one bit that the better story would be to have her win, but I don't think that they... They also just haven't really had a lot of build-up to it between Rosa and Shida.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. I just think... Thunder Rosa jumps out to me more than Shida, but not.
I like the half face.
I think Shida has potential.
Now my question is: does she paint the other half of her face that Darby Allin paints, or is it the same half?
I think she does whole face, doesn't she?
No,
she does
half Rosa's face. Half.
Oh, okay.
As a juggalo, I want to know what this is about. Why? Because I paint my.
But
whole face,
well,
so
I mean,
I
well, here's
face.
The thing. Here's the thing. Dustin also paints half his face.
What is with that? As a juggalo, it's bothering me.
I believe she does it because of. Like, it's a cultural.
Yeah, she does, yeah. You're correct.
I just think Dustin's a big fan of Two-Face.
I was going to say half Darth Maul.
Half Dusty Rhodes, half Harvey Dent.
I don't... What?
Yeah,
don't,
you heard me.
I don't think that... I don't think that math tracks.
That does. It definitely does. So, all right.
How are we split on that one?
That one's pretty 50-50 as well. I got Rosa. You've got Shida. Forrest has Rosa. A-Plot has Shida. Robert has Shida, Ryan has Rosa, Iron Mike breaks the tie with Rosa. So Rosa's a slight favorite.
Sure. Right.
Moving on to the next match that is the biggest toss-up on everybody, which it should be, is the Battle Royale.
I think this one's pretty easy. I'm real confident in my Darby Allin pick.
This is very interesting. You have Darby Allin, Ryan has Darby Allin.
Do you have him coming out in the Joker spot?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to be... My guess is that because they've got all the factions involved, mm-hmm. every group is going to be, like, split amongst the different suits, and Darby's going to come in on his own.
Hear me out here.
Yeah.
I've got Cage. Iron Mike has Cage.
Cage is a good pick. If it's not Darby, it'll probably be Cage.
Forrest has Starks, who I don't even know who that is.
Ricky Starks is Cage's partner.
If you hear him
that's a bold take.
If you hear him on the mic, you'll like him.
But hear me out here. Some good stuff. A-Plot and Robert both have Kingston, and I think that's a very good pick right there.
Also a guy killer.
Kingston for he's great. I don't think he's gonna win.
I think Kingston has a real chance here. If it's not Cage, I can see Kingston doing it here. But I can also see Darby doing it here.
Here's the thing. They've been teasing a feud between MJF and Darby, and I've got MJF winning tonight. And I think it's going to be MJF and Darby going to have a little feud. It's going to end with MJF on top. It's going to get Darby over, selling his ass off. But yeah, I think Darby's going over here. And I think he needs it.
I can totally see Kingston going over here. He will make that that would make that stable a lot more important.
Oh, it would be if Kingston goes over, that would be super interesting. I wouldn't be mad if it happened.
He's a great talker.
He's
a great talker. He talks and I just need to listen to him. He doesn't even say anything, but I'm just all like, this guy.
Oh yeah,
this guy can make people hate him or absolutely adore him.
He's one of the best on the mic in AEW, I feel.
They did the Evolve special, Kingston was really good.
Kingston's really good. I've seen him do a little bit in Impact. They just called him King. He took over the new LAX.
Yeah, he was managing
Powerful.
Powerful, and then Conan was with Homicide Hernandez.
Okay, I knew there was some.
Or do we have that backwards? Was it?
No, you're saying it right. You're saying it right.
Okay,
you're saying it right.
Nice.
All right. The next match is the Dark Order versus the Natural Nightmares.
Is it? So that's like the big multi-man match. It's,
yeah.
Dustin, QT Marshall.
I never remember that guy's name.
Who else is Matt Cardona, Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder, yeah. Guy I really like.
And there's one more guy, isn't there? Oh, Scorpio Sky.
Yeah.
It's the four of them against
The
Dark Order, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna spoil it right now. Across the board, we all got the Dark Order.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got the faces here.
Tracks.
It's
they're pushing Dark Order to the moon, whether they choose.
I like Luke Harper, but I don't care for any of the other guys.
Here's the thing. I think the other guys are bringing Luke down.
I think he's trying to give them the rub, is what he's trying to do.
No, and that's the thing, is I think that a lot of the bigger names in AEW do that. They're trying, they lower themselves trying to bring the other guys up, but the problem is I don't think that they have enough star power yet to do that. It's ambitious. Their heart's in the right place. They need to get themselves over completely before they can start picking these other guys up. I don't think they're there yet.
That's that sticky, icky.
Dark Order is tricky because
put it in the AM show time.
They're the perfect example of the should Mondays matter. Should being the elite matter to normal Wednesday storylines.
Are they pretty prominently featured on being the elite?
And they're funny and that they're really good.
They're trying really hard.
Brody Lee is just swearing up a storm, and it's good stuff.
If AEW is counting on fans to watch Being the Elite to get the one of the top teams over in the company, they're going to bankrupt themselves. No one's going to do that. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
You will. AEW has done fantastic at keeping the fans they have. They've maintained roughly they've had roughly the same numbers since about 3 weeks in. You lost some of the early hype. But basically about a month in, they've kept the exact same numbers. They haven't added anybody, and they haven't lost anybody. But I don't know if that's sustainable.
Oh, we're missing an Eddie Kingston promo. That's sad.
I like his Jimi Hendrix shirt.
Yeah, that's dope.
No, he's got it. He's got that intangible. He's got that it factor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like that, we'll skip that.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on.
Yeah.
Moving on to, you wanted my take on this match before the pay-per-view started. It is the Jurassic Express versus the Young Bucks. Is it this match or is it the FTR Page one? I don't really remember.
I think it's the FTR one.
The FTR one. Well, you asked what my opinion was, and the only way that I will be happy is if Team 3D gets signed to AEW, wins the tag titles, and puts all the competitors in these tag matches through flaming tables. It's the only way I'm going to be happy about this tag division. It's garbage. It's hot-shotting. I hate it.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. I'm going to hit this bowl now because
there's
Tully
right there. There's been teasing.
I like Sean Spears. I like Sean Spears a lot.
The establishment of a faction for a while now.
Establishment of what faction?
There's been rumors of a.
Well, Sean Spears.
A heel faction where it's Spears.
Sean Spears and FTR are both with Tully right now.
Paige, and that's like the four.
Yeah. I don't hate that, like, in a vacuum. AEW has way too many fucking stables. Everybody doesn't need to be in a group.
I like
who's
stables,
not in a group right now?
But that's more of a New Japan style of booking.
Hate stables. WWE doesn't have enough of them.
Or 90s. 90s WWE had a lot of stables. I'm pro
stables. I love stables. WCW always had a lot of stables. Yeah. NWO was one of my favorite things.
I am not anti-stables by any means, but I feel like we've got stable of jobbers with one good guy. Stable of jobbers with one good guy. Stable of jobbers. Like, stables aren't important if there's a billion of them. It's hot shotting. They took all of the cheats to get over in wrestling, and they do it until it doesn't work anymore.
I think stables just makes sense naturally as a... If you were a dude stuck in a company, and you're like, oh, at any time, some asshole could run out and hit me with a chair, I want some buddies to make sure I get hit with a chair.
I don't disagree with that logic. My stance is, though, is that if everybody's in a stable, there's nothing special about being in a stable.
No, you're saying, like, Diamond Dallas Page wasn't in a stable. Stone Cold Steve Austin wasn't in a stable. They were the standout characters,
but
they kind of shine brighter because
they were loners or the everyman.
Yeah, they're the rebel, like they're their own guy. They can't trust them because Stone Cold stunned everybody, and that's what made him great.
And I'm not against the idea that like there's a group like so the group that Kingston is managing right now.
Yeah.
I don't mind those guys all being friends, mm-hmm. and like occasionally teaming it, but the idea that they're all in running together in segments is just too much of that.
Well, I could totally see them riding together.
Oh, sure.
Shit.
Robert's in the house.
He brought cupcakes.
Robert.
And the NXT
Robert Cupcake Force.
And I feel like there's...
I had to bring the baby.
How you doing, man?
Between a New Japan stable and style of stabling and a WWE style of stabling.
Yeah.
I think if it's done the New Japan way where guys in the New Japan stable will have matches against each other.
Sure.
And it's not like a breakup of the stable.
Yeah, I actually like that too.
And no, there's no issue with that.
And I think that's probably a better way to do it than the Gang Wars faction.
Yeah, no, and that's really, it feels a lot like gang warfare. I don't mind that, like, hey, we're all buddies, and okay, I feel like they do the Elite, they're not like right in the Elite's breaking up. But like a couple months ago, the idea that like, hey, we're all pals, but we do have to intermingle in different
like the
matches.
The Bucks would fight with Omega and
Paige. I'm good with that. But as soon as you get a situation where like everybody's in a group and it's group versus group versus group, it feels like hot shot.
Gang versus gang versus gang.
I just want to note while it's on the TV, continuity. Good for them that Moxley still has that.
It's Tony Khan. It's Tony Khan's car.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that is
Jericho's car that Moxley stole.
It was given to him.
It was stolen. He did not join the inner circle.
Is Mox going bald? Mox is going bald, isn't he?
No.
He's got a receding hairline, but...
His hairline's are shitty. He can still
but,
grow it.
But Moxley's your loner, head. Though. Moxley's your loner.
No, I'm not...
That's the guy.
I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is that the way we're booking stables with how many there are isn't good.
Okay.
And there should be people on their own.
All right. Well, let's talk about this tag match because we got off a little bit.
I had
Jurassic Express.
I got the
Robert
Bucks.
Had Jurassic Express. Everybody else had the Bucks.
I think they're going to push. Not only are the Bucks going to win, Bucks are going to beat them flat.
Yeah, you had Jurassic Express.
They're going to try to. They're going to try to get the Bucks over hardcore before they face FTR at the next pay-per-view.
Well, and I think the Bucks are going to be a little heelish.
They were doing that on AEW the other week where they were teaming with Jurassic Express. They weren't doing the pose on the ramp. They're pissed that they got screwed.
With the Bucks' new attitude, I might have to change it because
I didn't bring a pen, Robert. I wrote this earlier.
It's in stone. Then never mind this collection of pens.
Ryan's looking at seven pens right now.
They ask a lot.
All right. Well, let's talk about the match that I like a lot. The Sami Callihan versus Matt Hardy
in a
Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara. Yeah, no. Sammy Callahan is the guy you don't know.
No, I want to see Matt Hardy murder somebody. I want it to be Callahan.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That was a Freudian slip.
Does anyone, I mean,
Guevara already tried to murder Matt when he threw the chair at his face.
No, it's payback time. I mean, this is where the receipts come in.
Sammy Guevara, well, you know, he already got this split the side of his head.
It ain't but, over yet.
No,
well,
I,
and especially with the implication that they set up. That if Hardy loses, he leaves.
Yeah,
Hardy's not losing here.
Yeah, does anybody have Guevara?
It's simple.
How you doing?
You got Guevara.
Yeah, me and Forrest both have Guevara here.
All right.
You guys think Hardy's going to lose and have to
I
leave?
I think that's a better storyline.
Here's the thing.
I mean, granted,
how over would Guevara be if he wins here tonight?
Granted, with all
how much
I don't know.
Would
I don't,
he wins
I don't know. I don't know. When's he going to get himself suspended again?
probably in 2 weeks after he's really over.
He would get a lot more heat than he has. That's true.
They could pull
you
some,
can end Matt Hardy and then bring him back as one of his alter egos.
You
could
do some real Matt Hardy bullshit.
You know what I mean? When's the last time somebody in wrestling retired?
Comes out of the lake of reincarnation.
Sammy Guevara is going over here tonight, guys.
Oh, pick.
I hope not. Okay. No, you're right. Because if Guevara goes over, they have to do some more bullshit with Matt.
If any character
I really just want Matt to be fucking Matt. No more Matt. Fucking teleportation. No more changing clothes in ice boxes.
I'm a little over.
You didn't like the whole come out of the pool.
You know he didn't.
I'm kind of over Matt Foley.
Oh, that's what I got. No.
So
I honestly, I'll never forgive Matt Hardy for what he did to the business. The broken stuff is how all this bullshit got started. And stuff.
The broken stuff is good work.
The broken stuff got Matt over.
Yeah,
I've never debated that hotshotting will get you over. Getting yourself over at the cost of everyone else is a bullshit thing to do.
You may leave the cornet. But the cornet has.
Yeah,
to
no, I. Well, here's the thing. I'm done. I can't deal with cornet.
This match is starting. Let's talk about Serpentino. Versus Joey Janela.
I've got Joey Janela.
Serpentico with Luther.
Yeah. And Joey Janela is with
Sonny Kiss.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure everybody picked Janela for this.
Yeah. I've got they've beaten Janela flat a few times.
He jobbed for Jericho.
Yeah. If they don't want him to be permanent jobber status, he does need a
job. He needs to get a
job. And when Sonny Kiss is on TV, they like to do stuff with them, so
that may have been the reason why they added this to the pre-show. Was hey, let's give Joey
Janela. If you want Janela to be, because they like to treat Janela like a threat. I think that they do need to have him get a win.
I am also confident that he's not wearing the pigtails today.
Starting already.
He generally does the job.
Why is he dressed like the Hamburglar? Those are glasses.
I like
that. I thought that was a domino mask.
I would wear those glasses. But no, when he wears the pigtails, he usually does the job.
Why is it all
that's YouTube.
Oh, it's
YouTube. Yeah, this is on. Yeah, this isn't even the pay per view. This is the pre-show.
Pre-show, the buy-in, if you will.
Janela's out here like a house of fire.
Oh, we were talking tag teams. So speaking
does anybody,
of tag
everybody
team,
has Janela here?
Okay.
Did you guys see the article I posted that Pentagon is no longer going to be called Pentagon? No.
I was wondering which wrestler that was. Wasn't it?
Penta L0.
Yeah, Penta L0. Because they. They don't have the rights to put that name on AEW merch.
Who has
it? America merch.
Yeah, who has it?
AAA.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, AAA is notoriously stingy with their stuff.
AAA does a lot of shady shit.
No, they don't. You don't want Conan fucking me. We didn't. AAA is fine. Their auto insurance is second to none. They'll come get you when you need it.
They'll give you a free.
But no, I did see that they were booking him as Penta L0.
Yeah, Penta
L0. That makes sense.
Yeah, the first time, the first week they did that, they didn't explain why, so they just thought JR had a stroke or something.
No,
you leave JR alone. You stop it.
I
bought Slobberknocker this week, and he signed it.
I'm clearly not short on complaints about AEW, but I really do wish
I'm just
that
really
they
happy
would
I don't own stock in this company. I own stock in WWE. I feel like that's the right choice.
I don't know. Apparently, AEW officially won the Wednesday Night War because NXT's moving to Tuesdays
officially. That's not. Is it when they say officially? When did that come out?
I heard
they were talking about it. If the ratings are good on Tuesday,
I'll find the article and show you.
Okay, yeah, fine. No, I read this similar stuff. But they're basically they're trying it on Tuesday because of the NBA or whatever.
Yeah,
and
NBA,
if they do significantly better on Tuesday than Wednesday, they're going to discuss with the USA making it permanent. I actually like the idea of them moving to Tuesday. There's no reason there needs to be head to head at this point. AEW isn't hurting WWE.
Wants to go head to head with them. That's the only reason they're really doing it.
WWE is hurting themselves trying.
If they want to put them out of business, I guess they're not going to move Raw.
I don't think he necessarily wants to put them out of business. I think Vince likes the competition.
I don't think Vince knows where he is anymore.
That's wrong.
I'm officially done with Vince.
As a stockholder, I can't disagree with you more.
You guys heard the rumors that Lesnar's sniffing around AEW?
Lesnar's not sniffing around AEW.
That's some garbage train stuff.
Jericho did make an official statement about it, though.
I'm sure he did.
He said, Lesnar's not worth the money. Don't do it.
that's Jericho trying to get some clicks. I get it. He's very good at that. But no, Lesnar's not going to AEW. If anything, he's going to do one more fight in UFC. He probably just...
He may go to Ring of Honor, but he ain't going to no AEW. He's going to fight both the Briscoes. It'll be amazing.
Ring of Honor can't afford him.
We'll do it on a one-off. So fucking do it based on merch. Sell Brock Lesnar t-shirts to everybody.
Yeah.
All seven people that can come into the arena.
Well, that's honestly probably why they let Lesnar's contract lapse. He can't possibly be worth the money at this point.
Box office, he's great, but you're not booking fucking.
There's no
percentage
right
of the door to give him or anybody.
No, and he's probably working on door deals too. It's probably not good value for him.
Yeah, no door deals, no, merch.
Yeah, it's not.
It's
not lucrative for anybody.
All right, you guys, moving on from there, let's talk about Private Party taking on the rest of the Dark Order.
Announced today, or where did that come from?
That was a pre-show today.
I've got Private Party here. Those guys also need a win, and they treat, was it Silver and, what's the other guy's name?
I don't fucking know. Evil
Uno?
No, Evil Uno's in the
He's in the main event. Dumbass
Dose?
Those two were
Trace.
Yeah.
Quarantine Quattro.
They're really improving it.
I mean, Dark Order is.
What's your favorite match with them?
Their match later tonight because Brody Lee.
They were good in that format.
In that lineup.
Last week.
With Jurassic Express? Or which one was that?
It was the week before I came.
Oh, that opening match? Where it was. The one you hated?
Well, of course I hated it. It's AEW.
I think those guys are just. I think those guys are the jobbers of the Dark Order. I think they're there to take losses so the other Dark Order members.
I'm like, you remember me, Showtime? I'm the guy that went to an AEW pay per view and had the whole row in front of us hate us.
That was me. I was that guy.
Also, those are two guys who are
the AEW pay per view more special.
That was very special. I never had a whole city just be like, "Trebuchet, you suck." I was like, "Oh, I feel like
I've never heard a chant for a ref
you
before."
Can't back that up. You've definitely had whole cities be like, "Sorry,
I have." You're right.
Those two guys are also.
It was
more
a bigger city than
I'm
used to. Okay, it's easy to get Forest Hills to hate you, but it's another thing to get the entire Windy City to hate you.
I don't watch Dark. I'm definitely not watching Being the Elite.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't watch Dark either.
I barely watch Dynamite. I watch every Dynamite, but I don't like it.
When I hear that Sean Spears had a match on Dark, I'll check that out.
You Sean Spears, Mark?
Yeah. So am I.
Oh yeah.
Fucking 10.
He's
the chairman.
He's not bad. 10. I think he's overrated, but I don't think he's.
No,
he's,
you're
he's
wrong.
Not.
You're underrated.
I don't.
Wait a minute.
Who rates him though?
I don't. Me. I think he's amazing.
I think he's really
he's a
good
10.
Worker.
Yes, he's a perfect 10.
10.
Place,
I mean, he's married to Peyton Royce. He's
got
to be a
people talk about
ten.
Him like he's world champion.
The Iconics broke up, and
he's
still
not
together.
Even. I don't think he's mid card title.
I've rarely heard of him be considered.
Did you see that little clip they did of whatever female wrestler is gonna start on SmackDown? It was like just a clip of like a fur coat and walking.
No, who was it?
I haven't seen that.
Well, they didn't show. The speculation is it's going to be Peyton Royce starting her singles push.
No, the word is the Iconics broke up officially. They had a very big cry on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's going to start their single push because Vince is really hard up for Peyton doing a singles run, apparently.
Peyton is definitely like the in-ring talent of that
team. Oh, yeah, she's definitely more talented
than Billy. Billy Kay's not particularly. Yeah.
They're great together.
Right between their, yeah, no, and, they're a good team, but and, I think that and, Billy is slowing and, Peyton down as far as, yeah, like, in-ring.
And you can see it from NXT to now, like, how much she's improved in-ring-wise.
Yeah, no, Peyton is definitely the more technically sound. Also, just a looker. nothing wrong with that.
She is easy on the eyes, I will say that.
All right. She was in some sort of, like,
let's wrap this baby up.
All right, speaking of easy on the eyes, Britt Baker, MD, your dentist for the evening, taking a big swole.
God.
You changed your pick on me, Robert, you son of a bitch.
I changed the big swole.
I got a scribbly here just for you.
Oh, you got a swole here?
Yeah.
You changed a swole.
I mean, I think Britt Baker's going over here.
So do I.
I think, one, it'd be a better story if Swole wins.
She should win her first match back.
Yeah, she wins her first one
and
back.
And two, Britt Baker just destroyed
it's
Swole.
It's in her dentist office, Robert.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's the deal with the tooth and nail match?
Joey Janela wins.
Boom!
The free
entire
show
podcast
match.
Correct.
Oh, hell,
undisputed part, podcast right of the world.
100%
booking pre-shows since 2020.
The thing with the dentist office match is, I believe it's Britt Baker's first match back.
Yeah. What does a tooth and nail match?
So they
want
to do something.
It's just a match in her dentist office.
So they want to do something.
Like Chad was saying earlier,
Russo's booking this thing.
Every match, except two matches, have a gimmick.
Well, here's the logic behind it. It's your first match back. They want to protect her.
Yeah. She should win.
Make it a taped match so she won't get... She wants to be in front of a live crowd getting the rust off.
What? Hold on. Robert asked, well, you picked Big Swole, Ryan.
Yeah, I do. No, I'm saying... I'm just telling you why the match is going to be...
I'm like,
this
isn't right. No, I and Mike also picked Big Swole. I'm like, you're arguing for the wrong point.
No.
He's saying why they're doing the match they're doing, not who's going to win.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that for the sake of Britt Baker not getting hurt. I don't know if that's true. That makes sense.
Well, not getting hurt, but like she hasn't done anything physical in months.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing why later I think the stipulation for one of the main event matches it's to protect somebody. We'll get into that when we cover that match.
Right. Well, we already covered everything.
Oh, you covered that Jericho.
Yeah.
I think Jericho's going to end up falling in the mimosa, so he's not going to take like an actual...
Jericho's
going to
win, then he's
going to
go into the mimosa. That's what I think. That's what I keep saying.
Jericho's not winning. That's...
So, I just want to point out...
That's a pretty good prediction.
We're going to go to final thoughts. I'm going to do mine first here, guys.
Sure.
My final thought is, it is very, very conspicuous that Excalibur is on a TV and Alex Plotkowski is not here right now. I just want to point that out as my final thought. # plot is Excalibur. Let's get that trending on Twitter. You can hit me up at TrebucheLOL. He is at Showtime Schultz.
I am.
Matt B. Ryan is hosting this. Welcome, Ryan, Robert, everybody in here. We got mimosas in the house. I like your AJ Styles shirt, Robert.
Oh, man.
Keep it going. And I am Trebuche. And final thoughts?
Showtime.
This pay-per-view is probably not going to be great. My name is Chad Schultz. This is all fun and games. You need to know better until you actually need to know better. Final thoughts, Robert?
I think we're looking into a fun night, especially since we don't know all of the participants still for the Battle Royal.
Are you looking forward to the Battle Royal the most?
I don't know if I'm looking forward to it the most. I think the match I'm looking forward to the most, just because of the potential it has for future storylines, is FTR versus Hangman.
I'm gonna super kick the fuck out of you, Robert. I swear to God.
Just think about this though. If
I swear to God,
if Kenny Omega turns heel and becomes the cleaner again and just lays waste to everybody, wouldn't that be awesome? Like,
no.
Including Hangman.
No,
he lays waste.
It
to
would
everybody
be awesome.
How
if
would
team
how
team
came
Omega?
How would how's Omega turn heel here?
By becoming the cleaner again and just laying waste.
What does that mean? Becoming the cleaner again, what does that mean?
Did you not see his cleaner gimmick?
I know he carried a broom around and threw a bunch of knees that never beat anybody. He had Okada carried him to a couple of good matches, and then he carried it into a million-dollar career.
Meltzer, hit us up, man. Piece of shit. Nice. That match
sucked. I said that match sucked. Okada's were good matches, because Okada's great.
I said Okada's sucked.
Omega is the almost overrated pro wrestler of this generation.
As a seeding machine who has never seen those matches, I will say they sucked.
But even the matches he had with Jericho. Even the matches Omega had with Jericho were fine. So you say he turns heel becomes a cleaner. What does that mean? Like, what's he do? Tell me how he does that.
The cleaner is more shellfish.
Yeah, it's like, it'd be the change in attitude. Like, everything going
on. Would he attack Paige?
What is he doing to do that?
He'd attack Paige, he'd lay waste FTR, and FTR's manager, I can't remember his name.
Tully Blanchard? One of the four
Tully Blanchard.
Come on, Robert.
And then he'd just walk out.
Okay, so he throws a bunch of knees, they all kick out two, and he walks out.
Yeah? I'm wearing a Ric Flair shirt.
I fully admit, I'll boo that if that makes him a heel. Yep, you're right. I'll boo the shit out of him.
Fair enough. As a technicality, I will hand it to you.
Hey, a win's a win's a win.
Final thoughts, Ryback.
There's a lot. I'm looking forward to, but I'm the guy who has an Orange Cassidy towel. I like what some people might call novelty in wrestling. I'll admit that I'm a fan of it. So this,
a lot of people are.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of stuff I'm psyched for.
I mean, not very many people nowadays can be so enigmatic like that and just naturally draw people in that they get over.
He's got a charisma about him. I cannot. I do not like what he does, but he does it very well.
It is very,
if you like what he does, I get why you like him. I won't take that away from him.
I've just, this whole period of quarantine stuff, AEW's, for me personally, found a way to be still fresh and interesting. So I'm really psyched. This is going to be one of their big nights, even though it's only 10% audience. So I'm psyched for it.
Groovy. Which is better, AEW or NXT to you?
Right now, AEW.
Oh, wow. How about you?
It really just depends on the week, honestly.
Right now.
In
front of an AEW pay-per-view.
Yeah,
you're looking
at
it right
AEW
in the face.
I think right now, NXT has been doing a little better.
How about you?
It's weird. NXT is boring. AEW is never boring. But AEW is often very bad, and NXT is never bad. They feel like two completely different shows. AEW, when AEW is at its best, it's better than AEW. It's better than NXT. When AEW is doing anything not its best, NXT is much
better.
Right
now, which one is better?
The question does not make sense.
No, I get what you're saying.
What is your opinion at this current moment?
NXT isn't on at this current moment.
Yeah, so
based on what's
better.
Been going on.
So whichever one's on is better to Chaz.
So right now, AEW is the best.
Like, who has the better roster? Who
the better roster? NXT.
Who has better booking?
NXT. The top end of the card, AEW is better than NXT. But anything below the top end of the card, NXT blows out of the water.
NXT is better than AEW. That is my opinion. The women's roster is...
It's also worth noting...
Timothy Thatcher is better than anything that AEW's putting out there.
I will...
NXT all the way. So if they get rid of those Undisputed Idiots, I will be even happier.
So here's the thing.
I'll say it in front of the NXT title, Robert.
Here's the thing. I say that the only part of AEW is better than NXT is the very top of the card. Everything else
is
better.
Like Cody, Jericho, Dean?
Not even Jericho. Jericho's lowered himself. He's trash now. He's an ironic
you
wrestler.
You shut your devil fucking mouth.
Jericho has sold...
You can't blaspheme in the middle of a mimosa party. You cannot blaspheme on Le Champion. I won't hear it.
Jericho sold out the business.
I'm
saying this. The top,
you sold out the business.
The top end of AEW
he sold out
is better than NXT currently. But here's the thing. WWE product has never been worse. AEW, the top of the card, is the only part that's better than the worst booking WWE has ever had. So that's my stance on it. The current WWE product is the absolute worst
AEW,
wrestling.
How about that for a compliment?
Yeah. The four guys on your roster at any given time are better than the worst WWE booking ever. There you go. You can quote me on that.
All right.
Oh.
Man, you might need to tweet that.
I'm gonna need
one of the mathletes to read that back.
Send your hate mail to @goat.
Absolutely. So this has been fun. I look forward to watching this. I'm excited about it. I really hope that the Dudleys come out. That's the only thing I want. Take it easy, guys. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.